Today's program has been brought to you by Roberta's Pizza, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Five, glad to be alive. It's your daddy on the radio, Mike Edison here. Judy McGuire now on permanent vacation, but we will soldier on without her and sitting in my rocktacular special guest co-host today, Mr. Peter Zaremba.
Sitting in the Durwood Kirby chair of co-hosting here while Judy's
she's
in sunny Jackson Heights.
She's retired to Jackson Heights.
Sunny Jackson Heights, Queens,
Yeah, you know, out there in her chaise lounge, no doubt, listening to us. So, hi, Judy. Hope you're having as much fun as we are. We've got a really special show
today. No one has
today.
As much fun as we do.
Nobody does. How was your New Year's, Peter?
My New Year's was very tame.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. Very tame. And I'm here to tell the tale. So that's
my least favorite night of the year. No doubt about it. And I fell asleep after dinner, woke up to watch. I don't even have a TV. Cable's been disconnected in my house on the laptop. I was streaming Times Square. I missed Taylor Swift Fall Down the Stairs, unfortunately. But I woke up just in time, like 10 seconds before midnight. I was like, hey. And I woke up my girlfriend, who was asleep on the couch next to me. Happy New Year. Gave her a kiss, and we're back asleep, you know, 5 minutes later.
I actually managed to be out, though, for New Year's. My wife and I were at the famous artist of Filmland, Fred Tomaselli's, a Brooklyn artist, a great guy. So we were awake. We were awake for...
Hopefully you didn't have to play a gig, or thankfully you didn't have to play a gig. Probably the worst night of the year for me personally, play a gig, but I think maybe our guests...
It's the most
today,
hideous night of the year.
It's the worst. People are drunk and fucked up. They don't care about the band. You come on way too late. No one's there to
see
the band
paycheck,
at that point.
Though.
Yeah,
it's a good packet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mercenaries that we are. That's why we're here. No, artists.
Playing
arts.
Pizza.
Arts. More arts than seizures today, I think, with our very special guests, Ivan Julian, whose stellar resume, you're probably best known for your work with Richard Hell, the Voidoids, which is no small thing, probably one of the great guitar bands that come out of New York City, not to mention the Lovelies and your current projects, which you're going to tell us all about. And, of course, you're one of the geniuses behind the great studio New York Head. And our old buddy, Beatnik number one, Bob Burt, who is from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And when I say the Beatles and the Stones, of course, I mean Sonic Youth and Pussy Galore, and is hammering away now with Lydia Lunch. And we're glad to have you back. Beatnik number one. Bob, grab that microphone. Okay, I know, because that's on your bongos now.
My bongos? Not a wooden box.
It's radio, daddy-o. Okay? Kayfabe the bongos. All right, good to see you guys. You guys go out on New Year's Eve and make some noise, or are you quietly at home like the adult children that we are?
I spent it quietly at home, but then I snuck out just to push Taylor Swift down the stairs.
So it was you.
I actually went out to a friend's house in Jersey and just kind of nailed myself in a room and braced for impact. That's what I've learned to do on New Year's Eve.
Day, Twilight Zone marathon, a pizza, and a handful of Valium, and I am one happy camper.
Yeah, that works.
So, Ivan, bring us up to date. What's happening? What are you doing? You got a guitar in your hands, and you're going to play for us today?
Mr. Zaremba was kind enough to call me and say, come on down, play some songs, wake up, before May. And I said, okay, sure, Peter, because I like hanging out with Peter. I've been running New York Head with, Matt, recording bands. So we recorded a lot of people there. It's great. We have all analog gear and tubes and sputtering sounds and all that.
I got to say, good things happen with that Christmas thing that you did with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Hooray for Santa Claus.
Ka-ching?
Yeah, it was picked up by T-Mobile for their holiday campaign.
Wow.
So, Fleshtones are
always signed
T-Mobile
contract.
Now?
Fleshtones. Yeah, oh, yeah. You're kidding?
That's a big time.
Yeah, you're kidding? More corporate, the better.
Am I getting a Bentley?
The Bentley's in, it's in the mail.
Just like the last one.
Well, just don't break down on George Washington Bridge. No one will help you out. Your
yeah,
Bentley.
Right. Exactly.
Well, what else have you been getting around? You playing? You got the Fauntleroy's
happening?
Yeah,
I got the Fauntleroy's happening. Fauntleroy's a project with Alejandro Escovedo and Linda Pittman from Steve Wynn's band and a guy, Nick Tremulous, from Chicago. And we got together in my studio and just wrote some songs or had some songs on the shelf and recorded it. And then this band Plowboy out of Nashville, who Cheetah Chrome is the our A&R guy. That's a wild, you know,
which is the last refuge of a scoundrel.
I guess so. No, he's cool. He's cooler these days as well, you know. But anyway, so they put this EP out. So we went and did a tour last in October or something like that. We'll be touring again in May, you know. And
I never thought I'd heard the day when someone said Cheetah Chrome was my suit.
You know, I'm as
well. I mean, when it comes out of my mouth, I mean. Like,
as co-host, I have to interrupt and say that a very classic Caesar salad has arrived at the table right outside
the awkward date table.
That looks good.
It's very classic.
I gotta say the Roberta salad is a thing of perfection. It's simplicity. It really is quite perfect. I don't see too much drama happening at this table though today.
I like the Caesar salad.
The Caesar salad is about the most exciting thing that's going to happen at this table. They seem very comfortable with each other. It's not like last week, you know, we had a failed OK Cupid date at this table, or over the years we've seen spats between boys and girls and girls and girls and boys and boys. And The night is young. The afternoon is young. And young. I'm the youngest person in this room for a change.
Why do we have to talk about
how
that?
How fucked up is that? And I'm into my sixth decade. But what's great is, like, you know, Bob, we've been friends for a long time, and Ivan, I've been listening to you for a long time, and Peter, you know, you guys are still at it. Like, why? Why do we do it? I mean, the music business is tanking. All we hear about is how difficult it is. And it is. It's harder now than it ever was. All the technology and the barrier to entry that's sort of been removed on a lot of levels, but it seems like it's harder and harder to get a gig and make a buck these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, but to me, first of all, we do it because we love doing it. That's why some of us got into it in the first place. I mean, you know, gain acquisition to things that we couldn't touch. if you know what I mean. But, that, and it's come full circle in a way that's what, you know, Tom Parker and Elvis and all those guys did, you know, and the whole thing out of Sun. They would go around and play county fairs and station wagons and sell their records there. It's kind of come back to that, where that whole marketing part of it is up to the artist, which no one's used to. Everyone's used to some company handing you a check and then stealing everything you own, you know. So, I mean, it's not so bad.
You feel empowered.
I feel empowered when I have the energy to do what I just said.
Yeah. How are you with that, Bob? Self-promotion. I mean, it's tough. I mean, since when do the artists have to be the same guy that, like, you know, beat the drums for the gig, posters, book the gig, did, you know, the social media, all the stuff. It's like a one-man operation now, you sort of have to be.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like Ivan said, it's like a love and a life venture, and you know, you started off with no money and you just continue and doesn't go. Yeah. In fact, I wanted to tell, like, the first time I sort of met Ivan, I was in CBGB's, which I caught on to really early and was going to shows there all the time. I believe I saw the first time the Voidoids play there, and I was just this, you know, 20-year-old geek from New Jersey that wasn't part of the scene, and I wasn't even a thought of being a musician at that point. But I had walked down into the glorious CBGB's bathroom, and Ivan was standing there, and he had a cup of Coke in his hand, and he opened up his pants and pulled out a half a pint of Bacardi, and he poured it into the Coke, and then he offered it to me, which is like a big thrill for me. And then he said, "Man, who the fuck can afford the drinks in this place?
A Cuba Libre with a Voidoid."
What were the drinks? $1.75?
Yeah, yeah. In 1976 at CB's. Yeah.
Right, $3 to get in the door. Your bongos are feeding back, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you position the bongos in beatnik position number one. I want you to plug in the bongos because they're electric bongos.
Okay. Right here?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay, ready?
Should be okay.
Yeah,
now for the people at home, they are adjusting this equipment that they have here.
the electric bongos here on Arts and Seizures. Right. So you're going to do a song for us, Ivan. Why don't you tell us what we're going to hear?
Well, I recorded an album a couple years ago called The Naked Flame, and now I'm working on a new one. I'm not sure what it's going to be called. We'll see. But this is a song from it called Tell Me Lies, okay? And it's just, you know, about waking up, you know, and waking up and with someone or something like that. Ready? Okay.
Tell
I look back through all the years, seems that troubles followed us from town to town, mile for mile. It's been like this for many days, as if the candles of our love have blown away. Once there was passion there, now there is only bitter tears, a faded flower turned to gray. So tell me lies, tell me that you are my beautiful one,
on the electric bongos.
Or in the cigar box.
Keep telling you, Bob, it's radio. They don't know that, nor did he need to. Bob, you've been hammering the drums, the real drums, with Lydia Lunch lately, and I know you guys are playing this week, so time to plug the show, and then we're going to play a little bit of your Retrovirus.
Yeah, playing with, for the last couple of years, been touring around the world and playing with Lydia Lunch Retrovirus, which is me, Weasel Walter, and Tim Dahl backing up Lydia, doing a retrospective for her musical career. All goodies from, you know, Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, Eight Eyed Spy, and onwards and onwards. And we're playing this Saturday right here in Brooklyn at the Rough Trade place on North 9th Street.
That was my co-host, Grunt of Recognition. Grunt of Recognition from Zaremba.
And it's going to be our only New York show probably in a long time, so definitely come out. It's going to be good.
Well, you guys have been on the road for a long time and working really hard with this this aggregation.
Yeah, we went all over the place. We went to Moscow. A couple times to South America, which was nice.
Yeah, and how does Lydia's message translate?
Charm translates everywhere into all languages.
I also have a side project that we just recorded our second single over at Matt Roederer's studio. It's called the Wolf Manhattan Project, and it's with me and Mick Collins from the Dirt Bombs and Gories and Kid Congo Powers from the Cramps, the Gun Club, Bad Seeds.
A cavalcade of stars.
Yeah. Of swell people.
As it always is, and certainly here on Arts and Seizures, no different with Pizza Ramba, Bob Burton, Ivan, Julian. We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to some Retrovirus. Lydia Lunch, Bob, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Love Split with Blood, done our way from, it was originally recorded by and performed by Eight Eyed Spy in, I think, 1981.
All right, then. Arts and Seizures, we're going to take a quick break with Lydia Lunch and come back with some pizza and more music.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hey, what's up? This is John Norris, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
All right, and we're back. And please remember, Heritage Radio Network is member-supported radio. We need all your help. Please click Be a Member if you're tuned into our website, heritageradio.org, and become a member. Send us some dough, and we'll send you a much cooler tote bag than NPR or PBS. I promise. I promise. And Liz, the engineer, is in there saying, woohoo, she loves her tote bag. all right, Bob, that sounded fantastic. That band sounds so fucking sharp.
Thank you.
And I got to say, you are, as much as anyone I know, very committed, if I could say it, to what I would consider like the avant-garde side of this thing. That's pretty angular and jagged and not necessarily ready for MTV.
Yeah, I could honestly say I've never been on MTV.
Peter can't say that.
You have to think carefully before you say that, because you might have been, right?
I think I was in tiny little clips here and there. But
you didn't Sonic Youth when you were doing your MTV gig? There's no Sonic Youth videos?
I think we had some Sonic
Youth. Yeah, but Sonic Youth got way more famous way after my time.
not to imply any cause and effect. By the way, Bob, I saw on your Facebook feed that you took the which member of Sonic Youth test are you, and you got Kim Gordon.
I know. And I took it four times with completely different answers, and it always came up Kim Gordon.
Oh, and what do you think Kim Gordon got when she took the test?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, once again, Bob, you're playing this weekend out at Rough Trade.
Yes.
Saturday the 10th with Retrovice and Lydia Lunch.
Yes, sir.
And everyone should tune in and get over there to see it. Ivan, you're going, right?
I'm totally going. I just worked it out. I just worked out a deal.
You asked to be on the guest list.
Behind the scenes here.
That's my deal, yes.
I mean, we call that professional courtesy, that's all. Exactly. That's a professional courtesy. You guys,
First I drum on his music, and then he wants to be on the guest list.
Speaking of which, you got another song for us, Ivan.
Yeah. Let's do Hardwired from the Naked Flame. Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Actually, recorded in Spain with the band Capsula, and then brought back to New York Head to put some things on. It's kind of a simple thing. Let me
play. I think it's an anthem.
Thanks, Peter.
Anthemic.
Thanks,
very
Peter.
Anthemic.
And Peter's going to be playing harp. Awesome.
Thank you. something but